Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour, where the April Virch Band has been tearing it up here on stage with their beautiful playing. My gosh, it's just gorgeous, and step dancing too. But right now, we have a special guest from our region to play a song, and we have Tom Fry with us today. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, George. How are you?
Let's welcome Tom Fry to the stage. Tom got involved in our open mics, and right?
You can... Yeah, you know, I heard about the famous John Gorka being here, and I have to go see the place. I had John Gorka on the show, yeah. And so I zipped on down, and it was a dream come true for me.
And now you're on the show.
I know, right?
Wow, amazing. And you have been interested in the blues for a long time.
For quite a while,
And tell me about that. When did that interest spark?
Well, you know, I started learning guitar very late in life, kind of in my mid-30s, and was playing classical guitar.
Ooh.
And I found a good bit of my friends falling asleep while I played. And so a good friend of mine, Andy Beverly, said, Tom, you ever thought about playing the blues? And,
or taking up step dancing.
Yeah, something, but don't make me go to sleep again.
And so you began studying some of the early blues people.
I love the early
blues.
Talk
about that. Talk about your love for that.
Gosh, you know, I think I started hearing it in coffee houses and things like that and wondering what that was and then finding out about...
And who in particular?
The history of Robert Johnson was really the first that really struck me. He has a wonderful, mysterious history because he was alive at a time when great records weren't really kept. And thanks to I'm losing the word.
Young. I don't know. Would he be an ethnographer? I don't know what...
But a
musicologist?
Someone who was researching the music of the time found out about Robert Johnson and was going to make him famous, was going to put him on the show in New York City.
And
he ended up being murdered right before he got onto the show. It was like a minstrel show of all types of black music, and Robert Johnson was going to be on that show, but he ended up being replaced by someone named Bill Brunsey.
Oh, yeah, Big Bill Brunsey.
Big Bill Brunsey. Yeah. And so...
But the recordings are still around.
The recordings are all still there, and this genius who discovered them re-released them in the 60s, and they ended up getting... sent overseas, and then bands like Led Zeppelin and many others discovered Robert Johnson's music and started doing kind of a bluesy rock and roll mix that came out in the 60s and 70s, and that's how we know about it today.
Well, before you play your song, would you tell us a little bit about your the guitar you brought with us here?
For those out there, I feel bad for the radio audience because they can't see the beautiful flame maple. I have a wooden resonator today. Resonators are guitars with basically a little echo chamber built inside. You'll hear that a lot in country music and blues music. The little metal pan inside, and it echoes. They were invented to help guitarists keep up with big bands. If you've ever heard a guitar next to a violin or a trumpet or anything, the guitar gets blown away. So this guy in vaudeville came up to a luthier and said, can you make a louder guitar? And this is what he came up with.
Wow.
A resonator.
Well, do you have a guitar song, I mean, to share with us today?
Oh, I sure do. This is a little song that I wrote kind of in the style of Sun House. I was trying to think of a title to write for this, and I was thinking about relationships. Sun House always said, you should write songs about love. That's what the blues are for. Love and the deterioration of it. And so I thought, what happens in breakups? And I thought, gosh, a lot of people say, honey, it was me, not you. And then I thought, well, that's a lie. So I wrote a song about it. So here we go. Thank you. I lied to you, baby, it was you, not me. I lied to you, baby, it was plain to see. When I broke up with you, I said it was all my fault. I'm here to tell you, honey, it was not. I told you my dog had a cold, my parakeet had laryngitis. I told you my basement had mold, my mama didn't feel her finest. All these lies got messy, but hey, just relax. No need to get tested, just listen to the facts. I didn't want to spend time with you, maybe it was your anger. If you were any nicer to me, you'd be the Boston Strangler. You dance with my good friend like you were his belt. Honey, if you were a material, you'd be felt. Play a long time. My dog had a cold, my parakeet had laryngitis. My basement has mold, my mama wasn't feel her finest. All these lies got messy, but hey, just relax. No need to get tested, just listen to the facts. When I broke up with you, I was trying to save your feelings. I thought you'd walk away and get some healing. You saw right through my lies, honey, that was no joke. But if I stayed with you, darling, I'd roll right over and I'd crow.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
Don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers because he wrote the questions, George Stricker.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. My pleasure to play Shoot the Moon this afternoon, and always, it's one of my favorite things I do in my life. So it's actually a lot of talk about joy. I take much joy from Shoot the Moon. So we have two contestants with us today, and they are Nancy Wenger and Cindy Clow. That's right, Clow. Thank you. While they're coming up, Hannah, could you do the rules? There are some rules here, aren't there?
Sure. Yes, indeed, George. Thank you. Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to the survey questions. Are you a citizen? And are you ready, willing, and able to participate in Shoot the Moon? From a collection of audience members wise enough to say yes, two contestants are selected at random to play Shoot the Moon. Now let's play Shoot the Moon.
All right. I'm so excited. So excited. Nancy Wenger. Now you, it says here you're from
Wakarusa.
Wakarusa.
Yes.
Right. And you've been from Wakarusa all your life?
Yes, sir. I have all my life, yep.
And it says you're an English teacher.
I was, yes. I'm not practicing now, but I was most of my life. So. Yeah.
You still know the language.
I do. I love language and the art of language.
That's great. And you read?
I try to. I don't always get it done like I like to, but yeah, I read. I'm I'm a nonfiction reader more than a fiction reader.
Me too. I like to read nonfiction too. Yeah, I don't understand any of it. And I see you're a swim instructor. Now, you didn't swim here today.
No, I did not. Okay. And I have been doing this for 26 summers. So the kids, I have a big pond in my front yard, and the kids come over every summer. And I just got out of the water yesterday. And
that's great. So, yeah. Well, we're going to learn a little bit about your compatriot here in just a moment. You're vying for the big prize here today.
Yes.
But before we do that, I think we're going to start our show. And what are our categories here today? I can't remember. What did you – are they there? Do you have them?
I don't have them.
You don't have them. Well, they're right here. The categories are O-O-O Canada, Twing Twang Twang, Razzle Dazzle Them, or Number 9, Number 9. So would you mind – choosing one of these categories, and I'll ask you a question.
Oh, Canada.
Shoot the moon. Canada. Oh, Canada. Yep. Okay. This is good. If I can just get it off of here. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Samuel de Champlain was the first European to see the Ottawa Valley, where April Virch is from, in what was to be Canada. In fact, he was called the father of New France, I believe. And he made like 21 to 29 trips across the Atlantic. And I want to know, he was a very knowledgeable guy. Which one of these areas of study did Champlain not have a working knowledge of? Okay? Which one didn't he have a working knowledge of? Was it cartography, the use and study of maps, ethnology, the study of the characteristics of various people and the differences in relationships between them, or cosmetology, which is the study and application of beauty treatment? What do you think is the one that he didn't have a working knowledge of?
I don't think it was letter C, cosmetology.
See, that's exactly correct. Let's give her a nice amazing that she could work that out for herself. Okay.
How shallow he was.
Cindy Clow, you're from Plymouth.
I am.
And you work someplace. You work at a very famous place, and you are like the brains of the place, right?
You say that, and it's like I'm going to totally humiliate myself. I work at the Plymouth Library.
Not? Yeah, she works in the library, but in what department?
Well, I used to be interlibrary loan in the computer room, and now I am at the circulation desk.
Well, okay, but I know her as the reference librarian. That means that if I give a question to her, she can come up with an answer. And sometimes I need research done for the show, and she will work it out for me.
With my computer.
That's great. Great. And you, I see you here, you enjoy crochet, and you play piano.
I do.
You know, we have a piano upstairs, and afterwards, I'm sure the group would love to.
I knew I shouldn't have added that.
See, they're egging you on. Okay. I'll tell you, Cindy, could you tell me, we've used up one of our categories, so we can't do O-O-O Canada. What would you like?
I think I want to do Number 9, Number 9.
Number 9, Number 9 from the famous White Album, I believe, isn't it? Okay. All right. But this has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right.
Number 9, Number 9, or Math at the Moon, which sometimes can be a little different than math anywhere else, okay? Right. Because, you know, the gravity is different here.
Well, and this is true. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things are different here.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
That's right. In 2010, Canada hosted the Olympic Games, and April Virch appeared before approximately how many people at the Winter Olympics, in the opening ceremonies, mind you. She was there, and she was appearing before how many people? Okay, was it A, 50,000 people? Was it B, technically she didn't perform at all because her performance was pre-recorded and she appeared only as a hologram at the ceremony? Or C, 2,050,000 people?
I'm going to say C because it should have happened. I don't know if that's the answer, but it should have happened.
It was C. It was before 2,050,000 people. Amazing. That's the television, and it's magic. All around the world she was seen. It was amazing. Well, what's our score right now, Hannah? Because I'm a little confused.
Well, George, Nancy has won. Cindy has won. Tight race.
Oh, it's
tight
it's
race.
It's so hard to keep track sometimes, you know? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's go back to Nancy. And these are good because all these questions are nonfiction.
And words. Yeah. And words.
Okay, so which one would you like? We have twing,
I'm
twang.
I'm going to go with twing, twing, twang.
Twing, twang, twang.
Yes.
Okay. Twing, twang, twang. Say that fast, really quickly. Okay. All right. Let's see the card here. All right. Okay. Twang, twing, twang. Lore from the hinterlands. Okay. The words Ottawa Valley twang refer to A, an Ottawa Valley dance in which partners are twanged, meaning they are lifted off their feet by their partners and shaken wildly before they are put down and stepped into a swing. Okay. B, a fiddle tune written by April Virch to celebrate the twang she first heard when plucking her fiddle. Or C, a regional accent consisting of an admixture of French, Irish, and Scottish language.
Can you repeat all those?
Not without some alcohol. A was, I'll just truncate these. A was an Ottawa Valley dance in which partners are shaken, mm-hmm. right? B was a fiddle tune written by April Virch herself mm-hmm. To celebrate the twang she first heard on the... and C was a regional accent consisting of an admixture of French, Irish, and Scottish heritage. Language.
I'm going to go with letter C.
C is correct. And since we have an Ottawa Valley person here today, I was wondering, can you do the Ottawa Valley twang?
I don't know. I feel like if I'm really tired or maybe I've had a drink, it comes out a little stronger these days.
Okay.
But it varies, and this always amazes me. Even between my uncles, one has Polish ancestry, the other more German, some are more Irish. And so even within the valley, the twang differs a little bit. But you hear a lot of
So it
the
is
old-timers.
Kind of like this. It is twang, twing, twang.
It's so true. Yeah. Sometimes you hear a little bit of dis instead of this. My dad says cam instead of calm. So there's specific things, you know, in each branch of the family that I sort of notice, and they're endearing. Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. Nancy did a lovely job with that, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. The pressure is on. What's the score again?
Nancy's got two, Cindy's got one. You got one more chance,
Cindy. The pressure is on, Cindy. Here we go. There's only one left, right?
There is. I don't have a choice.
And what is that? Could you read that?
Razzle, dazzle them.
Done well for a reference librarian. Okay. Razzle, dazzle them. Clothes that breathe fire. During the 2010 Olympics, April Virch was lucky enough to be fitted in a costume designed by one of the following famous designers. Was it Anne Sequin Poirier? Was it Thomas Lace Excalier? Or was it Lauren Glick Hemdragon? Okay, was it, do you want me to give you those choices again?
No, can I just vote for the one that I like the sound of? I'm going to go with C because I kind of like the dragon one.
I'm sorry, no,
that.
It wasn't. It was Anne. No, she was. She is actually the designer of Cirque du Soleil's costumes.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So she's quite famous. And how was that costume?
Oh, it was great. It was. Each of us had our own color of plaid. each fiddler represented a different region, and each region was a different color. And so when we came out and played our tune, I was yellow. Then the down below us, all of the I want to call it the field, because it felt like a big, huge field, but the bottom platform filled with yellow, and so it just kept flooding with colors.
That's great.
And so, yeah, I had a yellow plaid skirt and yellow boots that were really, really high. I want to say they were 6 inches high. I could barely walk in them. I had to really practice that.
So you weren't step dancing?
No, okay, I didn't step dance. Yeah, and a leather vest and long sort of lacy gloves that came up to my my shoulders.
That's great.
And hair extensions that were yellow as well.
Wow. Wow. Kind of like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, that's great. We're able to see that clip online, I believe. If you go to the April Virch website, you can see that whole opening, right?
Yeah, the links change from time to time, but I try to keep them up to date, so there should be one on the video
page. I looked
at
it yesterday, so it's there. Okay, great. Okay, what's the score here now? What's our final score?
Final score, Nancy 2, Cindy 1.
Oh. Sorry. Well, what do they get for their participation?
Well, as a matter of fact, they've each won a sticker, George.
A
big Wild Rose Moon sticker. That's suitable. Suitable for slapping on your guitar case, skateboard, automobile, or front door.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Give him a nice hand.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Well, up next, we'll have the April Virch Band back. We want to thank Tom Fry and Nancy and Cindy for helping us out with Shoot the Moon. And thank you so much.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert, Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.